I'm Madeline Brand in Los Angeles, and this is Day to Day. When you hear flavors like Mocha Tambu, Midnight Berry, and Caribbean Chill, what comes to mind? Not cigarettes, I bet. But they're a new version of cool cigarettes from Brown & Williamson Tobacco. The company says it's just trying to give established smokers more variety. But critics say it's just another gimmick to hook younger smokers. Bob Moon joins us now from the Marketplace News Bureau in New York. Bob, is this something new in cigarette marketing?
Well, actually, it's looking like it could be a trend. Brown & Williamson says flavored products are becoming popular in many categories. But the co-brand varieties are apparently a response to some exotic flavored blends of Camels that have been sold since 1999 by R.J. Reynolds. They include versions with a hint of cream, dark mint, and a couple of citrus blends. The new Brown & Williamson varieties take that a step further. They come in special packages with rounded corners and vivid colors. And a company spokesman told the New York Times, this is a pack to be seen with.
And so anti-smoking groups are claiming that this is aimed at teenagers. Why?
Well, it's interesting. The tobacco executives say they're promoting these brands only to adult smokers to lure them from other menthol brands. But the critics say this is really a transparent reach to hook new smokers, virtually all of whom are adolescent. We spoke this morning to Matthew Myers, who heads the campaign for tobacco-free kids. He says this just picks up on a gimmick they've already used successfully.
We've seen evidence from the introduction of other flavored cigarettes with flavors like berry and vanilla that their primary impact in the past has always been to young non-smokers. Kids, again, is what we mean. And what we've seen here is that the glamorization of the advertising for these products appeals mostly to young people as well.
Now, I don't smoke, but I spoke to a friend of mine today who does and who has tried one of these flavors. He tells me it was like smoking a chocolate sundae, which begs the question, does that appeal to a younger crowd?
So if they are aiming their promotion and advertising at an adult audience, what's the problem?
Well, they say they're advertising in Playboy and Vanity Fair with mostly adult readers, but Myers told us that doesn't really mean much.
While the publications may only have 15% youth readership, that's millions and millions of youth readers. The reality is a confirmed smoker of a normal cigarette is simply not going to switch to a flavored cigarette. We know that. Brown & Williamson knows that.
Now, some argue these special varieties are up to $1 a pack more expensive, but the critics say that's really not enough to keep some kids from going after the trendy thing, even if it is a little more expensive. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're taking a look at Google's plans to go public and how everybody seems to want in on the action.
Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. They join us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.